this week's Sunday World, we blast off to the World Cup with a major three-part series by soccer supremo Jimmy McGee. See your stars in glorious colour on and off the field. Sunday World. Old Blue Eyes Frank Sinatra breaks his years of silence and talks frankly about his tough guy dad and the stories about him and the mob. Sunday World. Reporter Eddie Rowley goes out on patrol with the Irish UN contingent in Cyprus. Sunday World. Yes, Badgers are TB carriers, says Des McGuire, the man the farmers read on Sunday. Sunday World. How blonde sex siren Debbie Harry gave it all up to nurse her boyfriend. Sunday World. Pet Shop Boys are your colour pop pinup. Sunday World. Lots of colour, loads of news.
And a very good morning to you. It's 3 minutes past 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning, Sunday the 11th of May, and welcome into our regular programming, which each Sunday looks at our round the band on the FM and AM wave band with all the latest news and information. Little extra on the show today will be coming up at around about 11:30 when we'll be having a link up with Community Radio Wexford down there on the telephone, and we will be speaking to Terry Moran, who should be giving us all the latest news and information and maybe a bit of a look at the radio scene down in the south of Ireland. So that should be very interesting, coming up around about 11:30 this morning. In the meantime, all the latest news and information will be coming up in just a few moments, and indeed will the man himself, Captain West, be joining me in the studio. In the meantime, here is music from the Style Council.
Shouting, waving, taunting, flaunting, friends is cruel. Telling you that every lie you ever heard was true. Have you stood up on that dock? Have you ever had a clue? Thank you.
That's the sound council from the musical Absolute Beginners, and that's called Have You Ever Had It Blue? What kind of a question is that to ask? I don't know. 7 minutes past 11 o'clock, a very good morning to you, and of course, welcome into our regular look at the FM and FM wave bands, of course, on our Anorak programme. Now then, bit of news in the week. News is fairly thin on the ground, but we do have quite a lot of new and interesting things for you this morning. The Energy 103, the new station from Dublin, seems to be doing some rather strange things just recently. It's, of course, the station that's kind of, well, I think they'd like to think they replace Radio Nova, but I don't think anybody will do. They're definitely having a good try to, anyway. And they're operating, of course, from the old Magic 103 studios of 144 Upper Leeson Street in Dublin. And they seem to be doing some strange things with Nova jingles just recently. It has been noted that the old Sound of Europe Nova jingle has been edited down to take out the Europe and just give the sound of Nova. And that's what they've been using just recently. So whatever they're up to there, maybe they're trying to capture a bit of the old Nova magic with the jingle there with the Sound of Nova. Excuse me. Derek Jones from Q102 has been noted on the station, as well as Gary Hamill, who used to read the news on Nova, of course, and late of Kiss FM as well. Bit of more news for you this morning. Liberty's local radio, the station in Dublin, had its official opening yesterday. And actual fact, loads of personalities were noted there. I'm sorry I didn't know about it myself, or else we might have got down and tried to have a visit there ourselves. But Liberty's are now on the air, just looking around the list now to see if there is, in fact, any news about Liberty's. A Tony Allen promo for Marley's nightclub in Rathfarnham was heard on this station. I mentioned the Liberty's local community roadshow, which is starting off operating there once a week. That's in Marley's nightclub in Rathfarnham. Should be a good night down there if you're ever in the Dublin area. And that's, of course, the official opening was taking place yesterday of Liberty's at the studios of above Mr. Prendergast's shop, which I have yet to visit myself, but looking forward to maybe going there on one of these many trips to Dublin one day, perhaps. That's Liberty's, and they're open now, so good luck to them. Moving on now to a bit more news from the Dublin area. Sunshine Radio, Paul Kavanagh, gentleman, used to work on Radio Nova, of course, appears to have rejoined the station following the closure of Nova and Zoom. And Paul is doing the nighttime programme on Sunshine Radio, and a very good disc jockey he is too. I've certainly enjoyed listening to him on Nova anyway. Radio Dublin, problems with the new FM on 105. Have reforced some breaks in transmission just recently while harmonics are sorted out. Not before time. A recent report suggests that the station has once again been logged on 98-ish, it says. Although this could well have been a similar hobby station relaying them. Despite earlier reports that a move away from Inchicore Road may be imminent, it appears that the station is still broadcasting on medium wave from there. Indeed they are. Although, having said that, some modifications have been made to the elaborate antenna system there. The picture below, well, there's a picture in front of me here this morning, and an absolutely amazing aerial system perched on top of an ordinary kind of, I think it's a one-story house, yeah, single-story house with a massive aerial system on the top. I tell you, it's just as well you can get away with things like that over here, because it is very, very sort of not missable, you know. If you're walking down the street, you'd certainly know it was there, and that's Radio Dublin seem to have been sorting them out. We have a bit more news about Radio Dublin coming up later on in the programme, of course, regarding to a couple of letters that somebody has sent me during the week regarding them. So as soon as I dig them out and gather the news together, I shall tell them. Capital Radio, a station that we logged in Mullingar on 96 FM recently. That was quite something new. That's about the only thing new we've logged in Mullingar just recently. Capital Radio. A relay of this station has been heard locally in Dublin on 1152 kHz, calling itself Radio 257, which was the station we reported on last week, you may remember. And it now appears to be using the rather unoriginal name of Weekend Music Radio. Perhaps we might gather some more information about that if there's anybody operating the station listening in this morning. One or two letters have been sent to me this morning at 11 minutes past 11 now, from 78 Merville Road, Stillorgan, County Dublin. This comes in from a gentleman called Kevin Brannigan, and says, "Dear Phil and Sean, I've just listened to your Anorak programme and I think it's very informative, well produced and presented." Well, thank you very much for that, Kevin. Flattery will get you everywhere, I tell you. Reception is usually very good on 765 AM, and he can faint, that's during the day, and he can faintly hear us at night under a load of rather foreign burbles. So that's probably the Swiss station on the same frequency, which operates something ridiculous like 500 kilowatts, something like that. I'd have to check the list for that. But that's the foreign station that you can probably hear in the background there, Kevin. He says he can't pick up 702 kilohertz at all, which is not too surprising, really, because it is only a small relay for Athlone and the surrounding area. Although BBC 4 are on 720 and BBC 3 are on 693, which is true, because and even Radio 2, I think it is, have a transmitter around there in Enniskillen, which does affect even some of us around here sometimes. So there we go. So they might spock it out, which indeed they do. Also, there is some foreign station on 765, which I've just talked to you about, and that interferes a bit. Kevin seems to think that Energy are operating 3 kilowatts on 103 FM, so I'm not too sure about that myself, but there we go. I was wondering what kind of equipment you have, so I'll send him some details about that, and I've just disappeared then. Yeah, come back again now. I seem to have disappeared then. I don't know what happened then. He seems to think Energy operate on 3 kilowatts anyway, but regarding figures of power like that, I shall have to check into them, and I'm sure it varies from day to day anyway.
The maximum is about 3 kilowatts, probably a lot less.
3 kilowatts, right.
There's one interesting thing I discovered yesterday morning. I was lying in bed.
He seemed to do most of the thinking in bed in the bathroom.
And it was on. It was coming from Belgium.
Oh yeah.
And it was a sort of a worldwide service. In actual fact, we're appealing for NRX or DX reports.
Oh yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
And they do it every.
It's not
Saturday
the. Not the Belgian Radio and Television Service. Is it the BRT? Because they do a DX.
I'm not too sure. I just got the very end of it, and they kind of said, well, join us again next week. And
on the medium wave,
For your reception reports, and they give out a list of frequencies, about 40 frequencies in all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got them on the shortwave sometime. I think it's the shortwave. Or it might even have been the top end of the medium wave, 15.
Yeah, it was the top end of the medium wave.
On a Wednesday afternoon, they usually do a DX program, or they did do, before they changed the program schedule just recently, I know. So, there's an actual fact, I've heard rumour that there's a list going around somewhere of all the DX programs that are available on the radio with frequency. And that would be very interesting to get hold of, because I'm sure there must be a wealth of information to be gathered from that.
A chap rang earlier on this morning, I think it was around 8:30 or thereabouts, a chap from England.
Oh, yes.
Someplace in England, actually, wasn't talking to me. It's second-hand information I have now.
Hmm.
And the message is, he was wondering, there's a book out at the moment, seemingly, on 10 years of DX and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And he was wondering, have we got a copy of it, or do we know anything about it? He listens into our program every Sunday, so good afternoon to you, sir. Good morning to you, sir.
You don't know who is published by it all, do you?
No, you see, it's second-hand information that was detailed to me, and the person took the call wasn't in the lingo of what
Well, I'm not a member.
But anyway, I'm sure we'll hear more about that.
Yeah, I'm not a member of any DX club or anything like that, so any publications really sort of get to me third and second-hand as well. But there we go. We shall no doubt look into that for you and see how we can come up with anything in the near future. English listener, very good morning to you, whoever you are. 11:15, just finishing off this letter from Kevin Brannigan this morning now. He wants to know some details about the things we were selling last week, so I shall forward some information off into the post to you in the near future, Kevin. And he also has his own radio station in Dublin, which operates on 106 FM. And he brought his transmitters not too long ago. And he also mentions to say that he met Richard Jackson from Energy last Saturday, who said the reason they had no ads at the moment is that they were just ironing out a few technical problems. So there you go. The famous technical problems comes up again. So maybe we shall maybe see. In fact, well, saying that, they have been running one ad that I know of, and that's for the broadcasting school. So they are, in fact, running one ad. So whether they are, in actual fact, steering clear from ads to remain commercial-free music for Dublin, which is what they've been announcing, or in fact whether they are kind of going for ads, but nobody seems to be interested yet, dare I say something like that. But I'm sure they will be, because obviously you can't run a station on no money for ages. You know, there must be some kind of money going into it somewhere, or else we wouldn't a station wouldn't be on the air. But there we go, I'm sure you have to have ads to survive. That's what I would think anyway. What do you think about that? Energy not running any ads at the moment. Would you think they're doing it purposely?
It would worry me if I was Energy.
Yes, I think it would do, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Somebody gave me the initials NRG.
Yeah.
Nova Return Goody. Or something in that. Or Nova Regenerated or something like that.
Yeah.
I heard that yesterday.
Well, there's a lot of kind of different...
In actual fact, they're swinging from NRG. They're realizing now, because after being a week on the air and with a sort of a nice clean signal around Dublin, both on FM and medium wave, it seems quite obvious at this stage that they're not going to make it. Especially in advertising. And after all, even running 10 kilowatts of medium wave per week is going to cost them in the region about £400 or £500 in ESP.
Yeah.
And take into consideration that there's a few jocks working there, and I'm sure they've office staff, and I'm sure now they've gone to the... and got some stickers and sun visors and stuff like that, promotional work done.
Right.
So in actual fact, I'm sure they're running definitely... a couple of grand in debt at the moment.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So it seems a little bit funny that in actual fact, after a whole week of broadcasting, that there isn't some small little even corner shop, a sweet shop, saying, well, look, there's £100, we'll get the ads on and we'll see what happens. It seems a bit funny that that hasn't happened.
Yeah.
Now it seems like they're beginning to get a little bit worried about it, which I would.
There seem to be two schools of thought at the moment. One says the radio is actual NRG, and the other says it's energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y.
No, it's NRG.
It is NRG, is it?
Yeah, it pronounces, actually, Gary Hamill, I heard them the other day.
NRG News, yeah.
NRG, definitely NRG.
But
they are... The best of luck to the lads, there's no doubt about it. They seem to be got the rack together. One thing, actually, to do there at night, I was up... near Dublin there, I think, on Wednesday night or something like that, read out a whole load of requests around 11 o'clock. It seems to be very, very popular. They were reading requests out from all over the place.
Uh-huh. Very good.
It seems to be sort of a new idea whereby they collect all the requests and they read about 10, 12 minutes of requests out of one go with a backing track running behind them.
Yeah.
It sounds quite nice, and it gives an idea of the radius as well to the general public.
Yeah, the advertisers, the potential advertisers, yeah.
It is. It's a good promo for themselves. And... again, I listened in on numerous occasions to see was there any commercials running, and no, I've heard nothing running.
Just apparently the one for the broadcasting school is going out, which probably isn't a paid one anyway.
No, obviously it's not. There's no doubt about that.
What was I going to say? There was something about the...
By the way, when I am talking about the schools and everything else, we are here at the moment looking for a part-time country and western DJ, if there's anybody out there to be into that. Monday, Wednesday and Friday, 3 hours, 6 to 9, if there's anybody out there into country and western. I think they'd fit the post. No matter where you live, you might make it to Mullingar. Do 3 shows a week for us. Anyway.
They're using, back to energy again, they're using also Moog synthesizers as well, aren't they, between the records, which is like the... This is what I'm thinking, with a burst of energy, you know. This is why I thought it was actually E-N-E-R-G-Y and not...
Yeah, actually, it sounds quite good.
It does,
It's like those ping-pong machines or one of...
Considering how old Moog synthesizers are, they're, you know, the 1960s.
They are, yeah.
So, for a modern-day station, it's coming over very well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Right, well, that's our letter this morning from Kevin Brannigan. Thanks very much
this
for your
morning
news.
Also, just monitoring my own little band, which is a clock radio, I found that Boyneside, that's the Boyneside... on the right-hand side of the Dublin RTE transmitter, which is, I think, 1305, would that be right?
1305 is Boyneside.
Yeah. On that one there. That was really leathering in this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Clock radio now. It was definitely the strongest thing in the band besides ourselves. Coming in quite good, clean, and sounding quite well.
Yeah.
The only thing about it, 7 o'clock this morning, I heard the man himself on, Heady Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
And he was playing requests, like... about 20 requests at a time for people in Skerries, and just were all over the place. Now, Sunday morning, I can't see people...
No, not at 7 o'clock in the morning.
At 7 o'clock in the morning, especially in Ireland, like it's a day of rest, and not a lot of people get up around 7 o'clock in the morning, especially to listen to a request on the radio. So obviously it must have been a tape program I was listening to.
Possibly,
just re-recorded. Because at the rate the requests were coming in, I said... See, man, this fella's doing very well, I think.
Yeah.
Very good. That was him.
Fine, okay. Well, we'll take another letter here, and then we'll have a break for music, I think. Well, we're having our special link-up as well this morning, I'd like to remind you all.
Yeah, that man actually rang me during the week. And,
yes, Terry Moran of Community Radio Wexford will be joining us at around about 11:30 for a live link-up with the station and a bit of a chat about radio generally around that area.
And we'll have a talk about further link-ups after we have a talk with him to see how this one goes. So hopefully he's nice to his operator and say, give us a nice clean nine. Put Dolby on it.
If there's any from Telecom Erin listening this morning, we would appreciate it very much. Right.
Well, they are nice people, in fact.
Oh, very much so, yes.
Very good to us here, anyway.
41 Balfour Road, I think it is, Walkin's Town, Dublin 12. Dear sir, I've been listening to your programme over the past couple of weeks since it started. Find it very interesting. He listens on 765 and he receives the station very clearly. I also listen during the week as well to the programmes being rebroadcast on Southside Radio on approximately 106.1 FM. As from this Sunday, he will be transmitting our programme on a trial period for 3 weeks on a frequency of 27.79125 MHz. You can all remember that one is in fact citizen band frequency, so here we are going out all over the place this time. And from then on, if he receives a welcome response, he will transmit the programme on an edited form at 12 PM. So that's something to look out for as well if you're in the Dublin area, from Kenneth Johnson. Good morning to you, Kenneth, and thanks very much for your letter there. There's something I was going to mention about that, which just escapes me at the present time. Oh, yes, Southside Radio. I must apologise to Kevin Sullivan this morning. Good morning to you, sir, about the lack of tapes going out last week. Unfortunately, the recorded programme that we had last week went walkies somewhere, and we never actually...
Oh, that's right, yeah. And Monday morning, the programme was missing.
Was disappeared, yeah. So no tapes went out at all last week, so I've got a whole stack of about a dozen to be done. So what I will do, the tape recorder is going away in the background and we shall be recording all the tapes that everybody has sent in and send them off this week. So we should have them all at least by Wednesday if you're in the Dublin area, if not sooner. So once again, sorry about that, but the tape walked away somewhere. I wish I knew where it went as well.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a smack.
there's a thing, in actual fact, I'm probably going to London next week, sometime next week. I don't know what to date or anything. But it'd be handy to know, like if anybody wants... messages or that delivered over there, or wants transistors or something, if they wanted they can send me on the few bob and the address and I can pick them up for them. Or even if there's somebody else going on a nod to him up and down, if they let us know, maybe we could help somebody else out.
Looks like a courier service or something. Yeah very good. Okay, well, we shall move on with a bit of music this time now at 23 minutes past 11 o'clock. And don't forget that live link-up we have this morning with Community Radio Wexford down there in the south with Terry Moran, and we shall be giving you all the information about that particular station and maybe one or two more around that area of the woods.
Tonight we're gonna make it happen.
Pointer Sisters, a recent single from them called I'm So Excited. Quite appropriate as well, because I'm so excited that we've got a live link-up this morning as well with Community Radio Wexford, with Terry Moran, who is in actual fact on the phone now. A very good morning to you, Terry.
Good morning to Bill, and you flatter me too by saying you're excited.
Well, how's things with you this morning?
Not too bad at all. At the moment, you're going out on the frequencies of Community Radio Wexford as well, so the Radio West listener and the CRW listener can hear both of the ends of the free radio program this morning,
Bill. That's lovely. Thanks very much for that, Terry, and very good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you. Perhaps the main idea is to tell us a little bit about your listeners and the people who are listening into the free radio program about CRW. Originally started back in 1980 from humble beginnings down in Rosslare Harbour, as you may recognise, you've been down there on your holidays. We now broadcast from Wexford Town on 300 metres medium wave, so that's 1,000 kilohertz. Two FM services, 87.8 in Wexford Town and 101 FM stereo countywide. That's the main thing at the technical end, which... that's about all my knowledge of that, and some program controller here at CRW, Phil.
Very nice too, Terry. Now then, well, we at Radio West here broadcast, of course, from Mullingar, and we're also on a power of about 10 kilowatts on 765 AM. We have a number of FM frequencies around, usually just used for link purposes. 94.1 in Mullingar, which broadcasts actually to the link transmitter, and also 99.1 in Tullamore, which relays to the Tullamore area, as well as 100.9, which serves Athlone, and along with the 702 kilohertz relay, which also covers the Athlone area as well. So that's our basically set up here on the radio, and of course we get it out quite well, I think, from our setup here in Mullingar.
Well, definitely we can receive you loud and clear. Fair enough, the FM services don't reach down here, but you wouldn't expect them to, but the medium wave is quite good. It varies with the weather conditions for Radio West down here, but it's not too bad at all. Program wise shall we tell a little bit about the programming at CRW?
Certainly, yes.
Well, the programming, we try to be a little bit of an alternative to the main national service and RT Radio 1 and 2. We do have, of course, the top 40 music throughout the day, golden oldies, and also an emphasis around lunchtime and country music when we have a request program. Operate from 7 in the morning till midnight. That's 7 days a week. Most of the presenters that have been on the station have been with us from the start, 6 years now. So as you can imagine, we're building up sort of personality broadcasting thing, you know, a sort of link with the listeners. Maybe that's a little bit different from some of the stations listening to this. Yeah. What about Radio West?
Well, we're very much the same as you are, Terry, of course. We try and cater for as many people as possible without trying to cater for too many people, if you see what I mean.
Mm.
Now, we have... I do the breakfast program from 7 o'clock. We open at 7 o'clock in the morning as well and go through till 12 midnight. Although just recently we have been running tapes from 12 midnight till 7 in the morning, just two tapes of continuous
basically
music.
On a test basis there for the tapes during the night. In actual fact, we've kind of done it for a couple of days, then we give it a few days rest to see what people miss it or whatever.
From what I've seen, it's had a very big response.
It has a very big response. In actual fact, like, we just deliberately don't run them a couple of nights just to see what people say. You weren't on last night, all night, or whatever. So it seems like we're going to take up the tape thing again, but we're going to get a
more varied selection.
You think there is a need for 24-hour radio then?
We don't run our 10 kilowatts during the night.
Yeah.
In actual fact, 765 goes off a 12:15 at night. The reason being is that it just wouldn't justify the amount of electricity we have to run it. In other words, our medium wave is run by generators, right? We have two generators with a big 82 kVA, and there's around the 55 kVA as well. We haven't had ESB for the last 2 years, so we're quite independent. All we pay for here is ESB strikes, because we're always on the air.
Now, how long has Radio West been broadcasting?
We've been broadcasting just about 4 years, around in a couple of months' time, just about 4 years. We vary your schedule the very same as yourselves there. We do the breakfast program, like, is basically standard. We play a lot of pop music up to about 8:45. We give a time check after every record. From 8:45 until about 9:30, we play a fair bit of country and western, because at 9:00 we have a huge local news, and as well as that, we read out the deaths for the day in the Midlands, taking into consideration about 7 counties, right?
Yeah.
And after that, then we read out the cattle mart report from the evening before, locally in one of the counties near to us. And we go on, then we have a 10 to 2 spot, which is presented by Niall McGann. And that there starts off sort of easy listening, and then gets sort of poppy around lunchtime. At lunchtime then we have our big local and national news again. We kind of play a lot of back-to-back between one and two because we reckon people are on lunch hour, so they don't want to be listening to a DJ. They want to hear fast-beating music, preferably the charts, and we play a lot of charts during that hour. From then 2 to 6 is the next shift, and that's a sort of an afternoon program where we're throwing a fair bit of oldies up and down, that we have quizzes.
Bits and pieces, yeah.
Bits and pieces, kind of a magazine-type thing again. Mm-hmm. 5 and 6 then, we put her into Top Gear again, and we have our listeners Top 10 and all this type of thing. We're introducing a few little new things on the program, probably starting next week, sort of a new format for doing small ads for lounges. In other words, where you go in the Midlands tonight, you go to in Mullingar, this is an offer. It's a real fast thing which will take about 2 minutes long, and we'll just include like pubs where there is, where you don't have to spend money going in.
And the same, I heard you talking about the new station that apparently replaced Nova and their lack of advertising.
Yeah, energy,
Do you think there is a place for commercial-free radio if it can be brought about? Because you read of these stations in the United States that are commercial-free. Often I wonder how they can pay the bills in the first place. And
I would think there is an awful lot of a good idea of sort of commercial-free music in Dublin, because there isn't any commercial-free music in Dublin, let's face it, really.
But yes, you get the punter, which is the ordinary listener on the street, will complain like, you know, you missed the ads. I think if the ads are good, they're entertainment in their own way.
If they're well done,
one thing Nova always had was they had always a couple of good ones. Like, out of, say, 100 ads, there was three really good ones in it, whether it was...
But looking at the BBC, with all the problems they have at the moment, whether they want to introduce advertising in there to support their failing economy, it would think that people were in an outcry when they suggested putting advertising on the BBC. So I think, yeah, there would be a place for commercial-free music in Dublin, really.
Right, now that you're on the phone line, tell us what is going on down south.
Well, the station, I'm surprised that you've had very little input from the stations down the southeast here into your free radio program. Surprising. ERI down the southwest, apparently. Have they sent you any bits and pieces?
No bits and pieces whatsoever.
No, yet, no.
At the moment, we have about four or five Corkmen here in Mullingar, because they are putting on the Ideal Homes exhibition here in their county hall in Mullingar, and that is a Cork-based company. And I was just asking your man, actually, last night, who do you listen to down in Cork? So he reckons the ERI are definitely doing the business. I said, does anybody listen to RTE down in Cork? And he reckoned not, that it was kind of ERI solid, and that was it.
Yeah.
West Cork Local Radio, he was aware it was there.
Yeah, we had a letter from them the other day, actually, about a link-up.
Well, the stations here are around about the CRW's listening area. Of course, you've got ALR, that's Arklow Local Radio. Now, apparently I heard during the week that they go on 24 hours a day. Whether they actually have a listenership in the Arklow area to go on 24 hours a day is another thing. You've got another station, Wicklow County Local Radio, which is really very, very community radio. It is very for, you know, just Wicklow town. Mm-hmm. You get down to, you know, lost dogs and stuff like that. There's nothing wrong with that in this place, but anyone listening outside the area that could pick it up might seem a little bit, you know, parochial in that way. ABC, you have... lands who have been in Tremor originally, and I believe whether they got their transmitters installed in Tremor or whether they moved into Waterford City, they're an all-English outfit, apparently. They're all English DJs. The Welsh gentleman who's on in the mornings now, as far as we know.
Mm-hmm. I think they moved the transmitters actually into the town as well.
Yeah, I think they had an ex-Nova transmitter some time ago, from what I can remember anyway.
No.
Yeah, they're all ex-gentlemen from the Voice of Peace radio
the
station.
Of Peace.
Yeah.
The old Radio Caroline days and stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's ABC. Then you've got in Waterford, of course, you've got Crystal City Sound. Have you heard about that station at all?
Yeah.
Very small that setup, isn't it?
They apparently paid a lot of money for their jingles. They got a jingle package that cost over the 1,000 mark, and they paid for that at the very start of the radio, which made them financial difficulties, to be heard, but that's up to them. Mm-hmm. Crystal City Sound, they're broadcasting from Waterford. Then you've got WLR. We've been going on for a good 6 or 7 years now.
Yeah, they're a more community type, RT1 type thing, isn't that right?
Yeah, they're more. Yeah, I was thinking they're trying to do that, you know, a sort of more up to date version of the Cork About thing that RTE put about in Cork.
Yeah.
That's WLR. Then Radio Sawside. Now, they were running partners, sparring partners, WLR and Sawside, for a long while. What the situation is there in Waterford, I'm not quite sure of, but they're still broadcasting as far as we know.
Yeah.
That's about all the stations. There was a low-powered station here in Wexford Town for a while, Horizon Radio. Apparently they might be coming on, but I mean, mm-hmm. competition is sweet. Nothing like a bit
That's
of competition.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And those stations seem to be, there seems to be a revival of stations coming on the air, new stations coming on the air.
It does seem to be the second batch of stations.
Yeah.
Like, well, while there, things were a bit jittery and that sort of thing.
Terry, I have a report here from a gentleman in Blackpool, which, have you heard of the Anorax UK?
Yeah.
In actual fact, that under Community Radio Wexford this week, it says the station is still operating dreadfully off-channel, and anyone tuning into about 108 kilohertz on the western half of the UK will hear the off-channel hum. What can you say about that?
On that, unfortunately, I'm not a technical gentleman. We had some correspondence from Anorax maybe about this time last year. That would be apparently our 101.1 countywide service on that. We hope to update that. We have severe problems with that.
Yeah, talk about the medium wave one, though, here.
The medium wave one on that, the medium wave service has been updated. We've had to virtually rebuild our transmitter.
Right.
We got an original transmitter back in 82 and had nothing but problems from the start and had difficulty in servicing it. Unfortunately, that's not my department, but never mind on that.
Just as well, because we were... we were tickling you pink, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
But seriously on that, CRW's bid is to improve our signal strength within...
What sort of power have you got on medium wave?
Unfortunately on that, I wouldn't have a clue. It's like a job for each man at the station. I mean, we've got a technical manager, John Dyer, who goes on to all that, the station manager, and I'm just in charge of the programs, have been for the last year.
How about, do you get many national ads, or?
National ads, like, well, I heard this morning you were running the RTV ad, we have that and a few others. Yes, we get a fair amount of Penny's and the L&N, Quinsworth. Advertising-wise, well, as you would imagine, after 6 years, we're not doing too badly, put it that way. As with all stations, sometimes we have lean periods. I'm sure West is the same in many ways.
In actual fact, we find at the moment that it's the time of the year. We've done the same thing last year. Actually, we're giving away a holiday at the moment worth about £1,000. And at the same stroke of the brush, in actual fact, we're laying off advertising. Like, our reps and that, we're kind of saying to them, look, take it easy, lads, for a few weeks, until this holiday kind of is given away, because it's a lean time, and it'd be better to leave it and go back and wrap at it again. We just find that every time, or at this time of the year, that in actual fact things do sort of, just kind of, they're like stagnant water. And by leaving them alone, by not sort of pushing too hard, in actual fact, we can go back then when people get themselves sorted out on that, and we're away again like a rocket, you know, that sort of way.
Exactly, in many ways, like we do have lean periods in CRW. At the moment, we organised last October to a holiday in London via Ryanair, who operate out of Waterford.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to organise something like that, is in the offing very shortly.
Yeah.
Another bits and pieces. So that's the whole thing, if you know, of keeping your listeners.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much for ringing us. And
delighted to.
I'm sure we'll have the pleasure again.
I hope so. All the very best to you with the station, Terry.
Oh, okay then. From CRW's listeners, a very good morning to Radio West listeners as well.
And a very good morning to everybody in Wexford as well.
Good morning.
Yeah, we'll say good morning to everyone in Wexford.
Right. Good morning.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, that was Terry Moran of Community Radio Wexford down there in Wexford, and that was our first link-up with the station. I think that went very well, didn't it?
I think it did. I think our quality was quite good.
It's nice to have a view of the other stations operating, especially in the more distant parts of the country, I think, isn't it?
It is indeed, without a doubt. It was a little bit shady on information, we'll say, coming from the Cork side of things.
Yeah, it's all a question about how much you know about it, actually.
It was kind of more up there. Wicklow, Arklow, around there, rather than going the other way. He was sort of kind of leaning towards Dublin again. So if there's anybody down there in the south of Ireland who would like to do the same again next Sunday, we might have actually a couple of people on next Sunday if we can at all. If you're interested, even from Dublin, if you have some information or a collection of information, we would love to have you on the phone line.
As long as you have a phone, that's fine.
Once you have a phone. And you can give us a ring actually during the week on 42104. That's 044-42104. And we can arrange the whole thing, because there's no point in ringing us about 10 minutes before the program and say, look, can I be included on your program? Because it just might happen, we mightn't have the time.
Mm.
So if you ring us during the week, say around what time, Phil, around 10:30 in the morning?
Oh, anything like that, anything time after 8 o'clock, you know, as long as you give me time to just kind of wake up in the morning.
Well, yeah, on 42104 though. Around 10:30 you'd be here, would you?
You could take the call or I could take the call.
Yeah,
in around that time in the morning.
Sure, we can come to some arrangement somewhere.
We can pre-arrange the whole thing.
Yeah,
and everything goes
lovely,
fine.
Okay. Well, should we take a break for music?
Right, we will.
We'll have the Level 42 this time and Lessons in Love. Giving lessons in love this Sunday morning. It's 40 minutes away from 12 o'clock. A very good morning to you. And now we have some for sale items on the programme this morning, do we not?
Right. There's a chap actually in Dublin called Brian Matches. And Brian can be contacted on 01491681. And Brian is looking for a low-powered FM rigs, 25 to 100 watts, by Community Radio Fingal in Loughshinny, County Dublin. And again, Brian's number is 01, the code 491681. And I see for sale here, Mr. John Reardon of Refney Radio still has got his rigs for sale. He's 20, 30 watt, 50 watt, and 100 watt transmitters for sale. John can be contacted on 049 is the code, 36182. And you can send us on 10% of that, John. If you
I was speaking to him actually on the phone the other day. He wanted to know if any further developments on the performing rights have been brought out at all.
Not that I know of. There is a little bit of a stir going on at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm
fine.
In talks with a few other people who have received similar letters. So
right.
I won't say too much about that for the time being.
Okay.
When I have something concrete,
fine.
I will.
We have another item for sale here from a gentleman I know very well over there in Leicester, Paul Graham. Good morning to you, Paul, if you're listening this morning. For sale or swap, a Sony AM and FM 6700 receiver. And it's 520 kilohertz. It covers to 30 megahertz, so it'll get you everything on there.
So, Mick Cahill, if you're listening in, there's one now for
all
you.
All the bands there, AM. It's an AM receiver, though. It's not FM. So
it does FM as well, does it not?
No.
Oh.
Just AM receiver. I see it. Just going on a little bit more on it, just says it has got a FM coverage as well. I beg your pardon.
Yes, that'll make Cahill, you're on business.
88 to 108 FM. So, good order, including manual, offers to Paul Graham, 0533, that's Leicester in England, 312874. 0533 312874. Give him a ring and he'll tell
right,
you.
I'm going to have an attempt of reading a letter here, actually. We have.
What about the thingamajiggy for sale as well?
Oh, yes, we've ourselves here. We still have our big 1 kilowatt transmitter for sale. That's FM VHF, complete with exciter, 4-way aerial system, coax, and a 3-pin plug. That's very important, the plug. Which means it's single phase, in other words, that's what I'm saying by that. We're looking for £3,500. Radio Dublin are the best offer so far, and it looks like it'll be going to them very shortly. It's in today's Sunday World as well, if you want to check in and
no,
further details.
Right.
We mislaid the phone number. And I'll be in contact with Radio Dublin during the week if I don't get a better offer. Money is hard come by, you know.
Come on now.
And I also have a TIAC Porta Studio for sale. And it's a model Porta 1, and it's a 4-track. You can
great for making your commercials on, yeah.
Brilliant for making your commercials on, there's no doubt about it. Now, there's a few inquiries about that during the week, in actual fact, Kiss FM and a few people at that were on about it.
Very good.
So if you have a small radio station or something like that, and you want a complete studio in one machine.
And you can put away in the cupboard when you finish with it.
And you can put away in the cupboard so nobody will steal your studio or anything like that. This is the ideal machine for it. Now, it was bought last Christmas, and the only reason we're selling it here in Radio West is that we've got a bigger machine because we wanted more facilities than we had. When we got used to the one we had, then we decided we wanted a bigger one.
Right.
And I think at this stage we're deciding we want a bigger one again. But anyway, it's for sale. It cost me £730. That's complete with a TIAC power supply. It's a 15-volt power supply for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for £500 or nearest offer for it, and it's still on the guarantee. I have the receipts and everything here for the price I paid for it. I'm going to have an attempt at reading a letter here.
Probably right, away you go.
It's a waste of time. But anyway, the man that wrote this letter actually wrote to us before once upon a time, and the only thing I'll say to you, sir, the next time you're writing, please take your time and print it, because it really is quite hard to read out, to make out your handwriting. There's a telephone number on the top. It was 491-681. And 491-681. That's Brian Matthews, then.
Maybe we should get him on the phone as well, maybe.
Yes, I think we'll have to get you on the phone sometime, Brian. 56 Hillcrest Park, Glasnevin, Dublin 11. Monday, May the 7th to the 5th, 1986. Dear Mr. West.
Uh-huh.
With reference to your letter regarding Radio na Gael, this address... Ah, wait, no. I better stop because I'm just losing here.
Well,
he says he enjoys our programme. This is about the gist of it. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 3 pages.
We'll be here till 12 o'clock, I think.
Thomas Joseph Kelly is actually the man's name that wrote the letter.
I'll have a look at the letter through the week and then do it on next week's programme.
It's very, very hard, Thomas, to make out your handwriting. It really is. In actual fact, the last bit of it here, we'd have... took us ages to make out of it, and it says enjoy your program and listen to Kaylee Nortier, and I think it's a fabulous program as
good.
Well,
good on you,
took
Thomas.
Took us ages to make out that bit there, but anyway, thanks very much for writing to us. We can make it out very, very slow, but if it was to try and do it on the air, I think would
Right, okay. 4 o'clock today.
We have a letter from KISS FM, actually, this morning. DCR Media Services Limited, KISS Broadcasting Centre 17, Foley Street, Dublin 1, from David Baker, station manager. Good morning to you, David. And says, dear Phil and Sean, hope is all well with you. Congratulations on the free radio show, blah, blah, blah. It is certainly needed. I thought he'd drop me a line to let you know how things are going at KISS. And things are going very well, with plenty of ads starting to come in, and we are very pleased now with our both AM and FM transmitters. If you could mention that we are currently looking for main daytime presenters, and could they contact the station or phone me at a pageboy number, which is the like a thingamajiggy you carry around with you and it rings when you want it on the phone. And that number is Dublin 901884. That's 01901884, unit 8166. That's 01901884, unit 8166. And if you fancy being a daytime presenter on KISS FM, then give David a ring and he'll put you in the picture there. And just to wrench in here, he goes on to give a bit of news this morning that Radio Sandymount is coming on the air between the 14th and the 26th of May for the Sandymount Community Week. These are probably the tests we heard on 1530 kilohertz, which is 199 meters. Now that frequency should prove interesting to somebody else around this area. Relaying RTE, they are apparently Sandymount Community Radio. The test tone on 98.1 is the FM frequency of the same station. So I hope we will mention this item. No problem, David. We have indeed done so. That's Radio Sandymount coming on the air between the 14th and the 26th of May for the Sandymount Community Week. And thanks very much for your letter, David, from KISS FM, and hope you get a good response to anybody that fancies being a main daytime presenter. If you missed the number, then give us a ring here at Radio West and we'll put you on it again. Now then, a letter here from a gentleman called Paul Barrett. Good morning to you, Paul, from Airwaves. Sent us the latest copy of his magazine. Thank you very much for that. If we get time, we shall pluck a few items of news out of it as well. It says, hi guys, hope things are going well with you. Enclosed you will find edition of Airwaves, which you read and enjoyed very much. So, Kenny gives a mention on the air, so good morning to if you want the latest copy of Airwaves, I'm not too sure what number it is, I'd have to go
I had find a Paul Carl on the line there, just from Dublin, and he rang me actually a few weeks ago, and he has a radio station in Glasnevin.
Oh, yes.
It was somebody operating, it was relaying us actually on a Sunday on 98.1, which was causing interference to the link. So now he rings me to tell me that everything is okay, and that there's
What's the name of the radio station, do you know?
Believe it or not, with the confusion and everything, and a few people saying this and that and the other to me passing by.
Never mind.
Clean out of the mind. Paul Carroll is the man's name anyway, I'm sure you can...
Oh, good morning to you, Paul, anyway.
Paul, and it was on 98.1. So everybody is happy there, which is good.
Fine.
And there was something else I had in mind. I think it's somebody's phones, in actual fact. I heard during the week were being jammed in Dublin. There was phone worms attacking the phones or something like that, where in actual fact somebody was ringing up and leaving the phone off the hook. I think it was Liberty's radio or one of those people, and there was all sorts of rumours who was causing it, etc.
Once again, if anybody wants any FM transmitting equipment, then we've had a whole load of details sent into us this week. I shan't read out any of the details for you, but if anybody does want any information about them, or indeed wants the addresses to write to, drop us a line here at Radio West, Patrick Street, Mullingar, and we shall put you in the picture with that one. And that's from Electron Electronics, I do believe we've had a letter from as well this morning. That's something to do with Paul Barrett. So, and they use Airwaves address, and they can supply crystal CB equipment, both new and second-hand, and FM transmitters preset to any frequency. So if you can, drop us a line here at Radio West, and we shall drop the details off to Paul Barrett at Airwaves, 6 Mount Joy Parade, Dublin 1. NCR, not quite sure what that is. 6 Mount Joy Parade, Dublin 1. And thank you very much for your letter, Paul, and your latest magazine as well. In actual fact, he goes on to say, I remember actually now, I sent him a letter and I put in a stamp for him to send me back a list of tapes, and apparently he couldn't read my writing either, so that makes two of us this morning. So actually I shall send another letter off to you, Paul. So hopefully we can sort the little problem out. 5 minutes before 12 o'clock now, we have a reception report from Top Flat 5 Merchiston Place, Edinburgh, EH10-4NP, Scotland. Dear all, Radio West, could you please confirm the reception report, 765 kilohertz on the evening of Tuesday the 29th of April. So that's no problem, I'm sure we can confirm that. He gives us a rundown. The gentleman's name is Alan Beach, who signs himself as an anorak, which is labelling yourself there.
A person said to me yesterday, actually, we never give Kildare, KCR in Kildare, mention on the programme.
Kildare Community Radio.
There's very, very little information on Kildare. We get, if there's anybody in Kildare, in Prosperous, or in around that area there, yep. They can drop us a line exactly what is happening in the Kildare area. We will be glad to read out the details.
I don't think there's any news in this week before.
No other news on our Athlone radio station. There's a new one supposed to be starting in Athlone.
There is,
I think they're looking for transmitters and looking for advice and everything else. I think there's two supposed to be starting in Athlone.
Great.
That was the latest I heard. Now, two radio stations supposed to. There's two different consortiums.
Yeah.
So it seemed like a bit of fun. We have a transmitter there ourselves. There is a small radio station there already. And two more. That'd leave four altogether. And for the last
there's been
no radio station at Athlone, so the Midlands seems to be attracting radio station like flies. I don't know why, but
returning
there's
to
something in the air.
There must be something in the airwaves, yeah. Mm. Returning to our hometown, a bit of news on the new station that opened up in Mullingar recently, Midway. They have been off air on 1494 kilohertz this week due to some problems somewhere. And they have been working on the medium wave whilst the FM service has been continuing with more or less continuous music. That's 104.6, 104.7, something like that area. So no doubt they hope to be back on the medium wave, 4094 kilohertz, in the next few days.
Right. Nothing else from the carousel area. One thing about Boyneside, in actual fact, I'll just say it in passing, that the compressor seems to be a little bit overworked. I heard them the other day actually running a commercial for some chap selling a site. In other words, site for sale, apply such a number, John Feeney or whatever it was. But the poor little compressor, every time your man used to stop to pause for the next sentence, it just had to bring in a wave of hiss right in over him. And you'd expect to never see him returning again, that he'd be drowned with all this hiss. So, Boyneside, if you're listening, Eddie, the man up there in charge, if you're listening, you might take note of that your compressor is a little bit overworked, and perhaps you might give it a little bit of a holiday and retire it a little bit.
That happens here, as well.
Well,
sometimes.
I think an awful lot better.
Fine, okay. We have some news on Breffni Community Radio once again. The Channel 2 operation, which was the pop service on FM, closed, unfortunately, on Friday the 18th of April due to a lack of response, which is a shame, really, but I think we've all come to the conclusion somewhere how that FM really is not the thing down in that neck of the woods, really.
No, it's not really in that big down the country.
And that's why.
Perhaps in Dublin, FM is big, and
Kiss
FM.
In the highly populated areas.
Yeah, highly populated areas. It is good, but down the country, the way we've done it now is we've just took small FMs into all the towns, and if they want the service, and if they don't, well, they have our medium wave service, which most people will find listen to. As well as that, Phil, I'm a little bit unsure about it. Airwaves and Anoraks, the Irish Anoraks Association. Is there a link between those two people, or are they all the one, or what is it?
Putting me on the spot there. Now then, this I'm not too sure of. I know they do work together, certainly.
We've received letters from both people, and the latest one we're receiving are...
the latest one is from Paul Barrett.
Nice.
Yeah, I know he does have something to do with Anoraks Island, but whether the magazine is worked as Anoraks Island, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I
see
there
at the end of the
something tells me
it
isn't.
They give credits to Anoraks Ireland.
Yeah. I'm sure they're all good friends, like, and they work together.
Yeah,
but I would think something tells me that the Airwaves magazine is brought out as a separate entity, mm-hmm. more than anything else.
And nothing on our radio station in Leixlip this week either.
Not really. No, the we mentioned something about relaying RTE last week, didn't we? Well, that turned out to be Radio Sandymount, which is going to be a radio station operating, which I've just mentioned a while ago, between the 14th and 26th of May for the Sandymount Community Week, and they're on 1530 kilohertz.
Mm-hmm.
Another little bit of interesting news. We now can receive Capital Radio in Dublin.
Yeah, I mentioned that a bit earlier as well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 96 FM.
Our aerial is still giving trouble. In actual fact, we purchased a new router for our big FM 9 aerial, which is a gigantic thing. It's about 12 foot long.
How long did the router last?
Massive gain. The router lasted about 5 minutes. It was brand new, a Hirschmann router, which cost us in the region about £110. Purchased in Reg Armstrong's in Dublin, the cheapest router we could get. Heats in Dublin, I think, quoted us £146 for the same item, and it seemed to be a quite strong machine with your little box underneath,
which
direction the aerial anyway you wanted to go. But in actual fact, after a while, it began to take over. You see, normally when you said it was facing east and you wanted to put it west, so you just turn your little knob to west.
Yeah.
And you had a little indicator light telling you what way the aerial was turning, and when it had turned to west, it stopped.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, it went a bit here. Prairie Mary kept going around in circles, and eventually it stopped. So we've got returned now, so we hope to have our aerial back in action.
On the massive RF area around here, probably.
So we hope to have our aerial back in action next week. And once again, if there's anybody out there who wants to phone us up and say hello to us on the program next Sunday, we'll be glad to have you. Please. Ring us beforehand so that, in other words, we can organise ourselves and we can get everything right. Much appreciated. We're still looking for some information from the Cork area. If there's anybody down south of Ireland is listening in today and they reckon they'd have some information on the Cork area, perhaps they might get them a dig down there and get them to give us a call on the programme. Thanks very much to your man. And
everybody, the sent in tapes, we'll be getting them back this week. I would remind everybody about that. So thanks very much for sending them in once again. That's just about it from us this morning.
That's about it. So, until next Sunday.
From Captain West and myself, a very good morning to you.
Hi, this is Bob Gellico, and I'm standing here with my arm twisted up behind my back. So I'm really glad to tell you about what you can get from Anorax UK. Everything to do with free radio. Books, magazines, records, posters, photos, stickers, shirts, videos, aerials, and tapes. And the catalog is free. And even this makes fascinating reading. No SAE required. Just name an address to Anorax UK. P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, England.